Quantum Conversations, your portal to the inner realms. Access infinite possibilities, infinite mastery, and infinite love. Mind-expanding, heart-opening conversations with some of the greatest spiritual teachers, luminaries, and healers of today's world. Usher in new earth by living in your sacred heart. Quantum Conversations is brought to you by AcousticHealth.com, home of music from the universe, online healing retreats, and this program. Claim your free registration to daily shows at AcousticHealth.com. AcousticHealth.com, your portal to the inner realms. Our program starts shortly. Welcome to another Quantum Conversation, brought to you by AcousticHealth.com. I'm Loren Gailey, and I invite you to sit back as we enter the quantum realm, that space of the greater part of you. It is your connection to infinite possibilities, infinite potential, and infinite mastery. And welcome, everyone. We are talking once again about the beautiful medicine of the whales and the information that they have with us. And today's focus is a remembrance of Lemuria. And these are the whales of Lemuria, awakening the Lemurian within each of us. And I know this is one of our most beloved topics on our show, our platform, our Quantum Conversations for Your Higher Self Connection. Lemuria is so much a part of us, and it's our remembrance that we may not know it, but if you're listening to this podcast, you are a Lemurian. Or if the word Lemuria ever captured your attention, that too is an indicator. And so it is my great pleasure to introduce you to someone who is down under. She is coming in this morning from Australia, the land of Lemuria. Let's welcome Latina Russell to Quantum Conversations. She's a highly sensitive intuitive, and she's been working with the whales and the dolphins for many, many years. Hello, Latina.
Aloha, Lauren. How are you? It's so lovely to be here. What a beautiful introduction. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being here. Good morning to you. You are going to lead us on a beautiful experience today and bring forth the Lemurian guides and actually even channel the consciousness of the whales. You call this the Whale Unity Heart. And it's bringing
right.
information about Lemuria. Go ahead and share more about this. Yes.
Yes, thank you, Loren. Yes, they actually called themselves that name. It's a lot of people call them the whale consciousness or the whale mind. And I was feeling very much, I was hearing very much Whale Unity Heart. So their messages are all about... they're all very, very loving, very compassionate. They have so much compassion for us and our journeys. And when I began to work with the whales, it was really about that unity spirit and the Lemurian unity and bringing us into that kind of awareness and creating that sense of community and unity community around Lemuria and being that unity within ourselves. So, like, I guess it could be unifying of the souls, you know, unifying of all the soul aspects, including our Lemurian soul, into our life today. So that's the name they gave themselves, and I really love it.
Yes, the Whale Unity Heart. And so our audience, we've been closely working with the whales in the past few months. We've been feeling the whales in our energy space. What can you say that they're, that as they work with us then, more about living on this planet today with that Lemurian remembrance?
Yeah. So the whales have been, probably I'll speak to them calling me for so long, because I think what has happened is, you know, that they call us and we answer the call. And some of us don't know how to answer that call. And I was one of those people for a very long time. I didn't know how to answer the call, but it was always, always there. And finally, when I said yes, and I didn't really have a choice, but it was my wanting to answer the call. So it happened in a way that just happened for me. But when I did say yes, all of a sudden, the alignment with Lemuria began to show itself to me in many different ways. And one of them was my alignment with the Lemurian sisterhood. But it began to awaken in me and allow to unfold information that was within me and which is within all of us at a cellular level, a deep, very, very wise, old soul information. So it was saying yes to the whales that unlocked that for me. And I believe the reason that we love them so much is because they are here to support us in our awakening, and they know each and every one of us and our awakening journeys. And that's why we feel so drawn to them. And even countries that have no, that are in no proximity to the ocean, still feel a love for the whales, and on some level know that they are bonded and connected with us in a way that we can't really describe in words that would make sense if we talked about with anybody, but that's because they really know us very intimately. They hold the Akash of our awakening planet, and they hold the Akash of our personal journeys, and now they meet us wherever we are on our awakening journey. And that's what they've said to me from the beginning. We will meet you wherever you are on your awakening journey. So that was really, really encouraging for me to know, when I have designed my sacred whale retreats, that I would bring the people who were saying yes to the whales to them. And we would do our work here on in our physical bodies. And then when we were with the whales in the water, they would receive the activation that they needed personally that would help to move them on their awakening journey to their next logical step that was most comfortable for them. So they're very, very much with us. Individually, we feel them, and as a collective, we're working with them as well, like you are, like your audience is.
Well, it's interesting that when you said yes to the whales, the information came in, and I know that everybody listening wants to say yes to the whales. You're actually going to bring forth an activation for us today, which that'll be beautiful.
Yeah.
So can you share a little bit more? How did you say yes to the whales? How did you begin that process?
Yes, I'd love to. I'd love to share that with you. It's a really beautiful story. So definitely when we do the activation today and they come through, I just would like to remind or to let everybody know that we are gathering here today on this call with you, Lorraine, as a soul group who has chosen to be here sharing this space and time with each other. So they are very aware that there is a soul pod gathers. So what they bring through today for us will be for us. And it's always unique. So they know and they feel who is here. They know what is needed, the highest need of the soul group that gathers. So that's going to be very, very beautiful. And so do open up your hearts to that, and just know that everyone's saying yes will be in a different way to mine. We are all on different journeys, so there's no right or wrong way. But what happened with mine was I grew up with my family in Sydney, Australia, and my dad built boats, so we were always on the ocean. Now, as a child, I don't remember ever having any experiences with whales or dolphins except in my dreams, all the time. And as I grew into my teenage years, they became more profound and more like dreams that I could remember. So they were more like experiences that I had when I was asleep rather than just dreams. And so this happened all the time. And I just didn't know what to do. I thought, well, do I become a marine biologist? Do I work at SeaWorld? I really didn't know what my options were and how to be with them. I didn't know how I could be with them in the ocean. I just felt that I needed to be with them. And then throughout my life, there were times that I think back now where I was placed on a boat or near the ocean where I would see whales where they wouldn't normally be, or I would see dolphins very, very close to me, many of them. But I didn't realize at the time that they were small awakenings happening at those moments. And even I went to work for a very short period of time, a three-month contract up on some of the Whitsunday Islands in Queensland, in the beautiful Whitsundays, and my job was working on boats, helping tourists come back and forth between some islands. And I was there at migration season at the peak. So every single day we would have these enormous, beautiful creatures by us. But it still didn't, while it was an activation, it still didn't really have me fully on my path. So I then began my awakening journey. Really, my spiritual journey began when my children were born. I was always interested in palmistry and tarot cards and readings and things like that, but I questioned this information and where it came from. But it was when I had my twins in 2004 that I started to work with Chinese metaphysics. And that led me to working with the astrology, the I Ching, with Reiki, Chiron healing modalities. I felt spirit then flowing through my body. I then worked with mediumship and became very familiar with my own guides after I would sit in meditation every morning. And then one year, my children were much older. We went on a family holiday. And at this time, we were in Byron Bay in Australia. And again, it was migration season, so there were whales everywhere. And we saw thousands, must have been thousands of whales that holiday. And we went out in our kayaks, out onto in sea kayaks as a group. And as we were out there, the whales there were just so active and they came swimming right for us. And when they came right really fast, right at us, they were all underneath us, swimming around us in circles, underneath our kayaks. And it was really quite a really invigorating experience. And it could have been unnerving for some, but I at never time felt in any danger. I felt just at peace and I was excited and just couldn't believe it. And we got back to land, and when we took our kayaks back, and I said to my husband, Mal, I know what to do now. I'm going to take women on healing retreats to the whales. And that was that. I had it in my mind firmly, and from then it just unfolded. It unraveled really quickly. It all unrolled in front of me. I was connected with Meleha Amber Wolf of the Lemurian Sisterhood, and that connection evolved, and I became a host in Australia to host the Lemurian Sisterhood circles. And I met a beautiful woman from the Big Island in Hawaii called Trish Reagan, and she said to me, begin to channel the whales. And I could. I loved working with spirit through the mediumship and through the healing that I'd done. I loved having spirit flow through my body. I was very, very comfortable with what that felt like. And I just sat and I wanted very much to feel the wisdom of the whales. I wanted that for a long time. And it just began. And I started to channel. And every single morning I would write. So now they come through me in words and they bring this beautiful light language through me, which is healing, and it delivers with filaments of light. It's encoded language that will bring about an awakening and a remembering. But then when I started, it was just in writing. So I have got, you know, nearly 1,000 pages of beautiful lessons and stories and wisdom that is to share. And so that's why I'm here. I feel very happy to be able to share that.
We are really excited to you sharing that as well. How beautiful. They are here to support us and give us such beautiful wisdom and information. I love the work that you do, and you actually do one-on-one healing sessions that go very deep with individuals to really reveal what's going on with their gifts. We're going to do an activation with you, and you'll bring through the channeling of the whales, I'm certain. But can you share with us the healing sessions with your clients, the ability to tap in to discover their gifts and bring them alive? Can you share with us what you do in those sessions?
Yes, thank you, Lorraine. I'm really happy to share that. So I call them, or we call them, the Lemurian Soul Remembrance. So this work is very much based or always around Lemuria. And if you are not feeling, if you're guided to work with me and you're guided here in this call today, it's because you have a Lemurian soul. There is no doubt about it. And so when I work with my clients, who my friends, our soulmates, when we work together, we go very deeply with the whales. We are guided. So I am working from a very high perspective with the highest needs of the person's soul and what they need to hear today. And a lot of that is something that they'll probably already have inklings of that in their life, and they'll be able to go, oh, yeah, I know what you mean, because it's something that will have been with them probably for a very long time, but they've not been able to somehow bring it in and ground it into their lives. So maybe this is something that they could feel like a daydream or just something that crosses their mind, but they're not able to do anything with. So what we do, we are guided. It's channeled work, always channeled. We're taken on deep meditation where I will take them back, usually to the shores of Lemuria or to a sacred healing space, where we are shown them working with something in that time and space. Now, it's usually, I was going to say primitive. It's primitive in one way, but it's also very, very advanced in another way. So we can see sometimes people working with leaves and herbs and working with leaves that are imbued with energy from the stars. And we can see sometimes working with the water of the ocean. That is the very water that has the moonbeam shining on it, that the tail of the whales is pushing to us on the shores. We've seen women who are working in the Lemurian Healing Temple, bringing very, very special rocks up to the temple that release oxygen for the healing. And so there's all these things that are quite advanced, looking at the stars in a way that helps them to understand the seasons and what that means for their people. So we look at that from the perspective of Lemuria and what they did then and who they were. And then we see how this is working in their lives today and how it can, what the potential is for it to unravel some more in their lives today. So sometimes people are taken by surprise and they are kind of shocked, but then it settles in with them and they feel a real resonance with it. And other times there might be, as I said, semblances of that already in their lives that they're working with, but they haven't quite grounded that into their reality as something that is important for them to do or necessary for the highest evolvement of their soul. And so that's the point that we get to, that they can feel it and know it and see a way forward with it in this life. During the Lemurian soul remembrance, often if they're healing, they're healing sessions. So as you'll feel when I bring through this language, there'll be a healing that accompanies it. And when I work one-on-one with people, it's very personal. And often we're dealing with wounds, but we are opening them and releasing them, bringing light to them. And often we're doing some clearing. So it'll tell me where the language is falling in their energy centers, whether it's throat, solar plexus, crown, you know, heart. So when we work through this process, there will be a real heart opening. And it's very deeply personal. It's beautiful. And often we both have tears in our eyes at the memories they show us and the places they can take us. They're always very, very unique, very special. They're only unique to that person.
Yes, beautiful. Okay, well, your personal session, the Lemurian Soul Remembrance session, is available on a special offer that you've put together for our audience, and we thank you for that. We're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about some other events that you're doing. But right now, it would be beautiful to go on a journey or to bring forth an activation and maybe energy of the whales for those of our group who are gathering. Does that sound good?
Yes, that sounds really good. It sounds perfect. I'm just going to take a sip of my herbal tea.
Beautiful.
I will just encourage anybody who is with us, everybody who's with us, to make sure that they've got some water handy, or at least when they hop off the call, to make sure they're hydrated today, because what this language does is it brings light into the cells of our body. And what we know is that your ability to ascend and the amount of ascension energy you hold, and we all do, is equivalent to the amount of light that you hold in yourself. So we want you to be hydrated and also to take really good care with yourselves. Be gentle with yourselves, because this might bring some just releasing. So, you know, it's good to acknowledge that there might be some movement happening and just to take care over the next, today and over the next few days. So why don't we all settle back into a comfortable place and take some deep breaths together, knowing that we are surrounded in light and love by our individual guides, by the whale unity heart who hold us today, by our Pleiadian star mothers and our star families, by our ancestors who've gone before us and our loved ones who are now in spirit, and the angels and archangels. So if we take some breaths through our nose and join together and really soften as our souls touch, you might like to put your hand on your heart and take a deep breath through your nose into the space where our hand touches our skin. And just breathe into there and allow your heart to take the front seat now and ask that our wonderful brains that keep us safe and alive during the day can take a back seat now, allowing our hearts to lead the way. And I encourage you to listen now with the ears of your heart. And you might see visions coming in your mind's eye. And feel them in your body as well. This is coming straight at our third eye now. So as we're coming together and they're acknowledging the joining of this group of souls, there is going to be a very powerful activation happening for this group that will involve our third eyes, our pineal. So perhaps just pop your hand, your right hand, if you're comfortable with that, just on your pineal. And don't be fearful if there's any feeling there or any tingling or even if there's any pain. Just keep breathing and know that all is well. We are being held in this beautiful sacred space of light. Lorraine, this is called the Shiel El Il, which is a spiral interdimensional connector. So for those of you who may have worked with me, this is one of the Lemurian Unity invocations, one of 12 symbols that I've been given, and the Shiel El Il is the first one. So what they're doing now is delivering that Shiel El Il on our third eye energy center. Now it is a spiral. If you can picture this spiral working from the outside in. So it's in a clockwise motion. However this feels and however you see it is fine. And it is something that connects us very, very deeply to different dimensions in time and space, and also to different the universes, the multiverses that we carry within us and that are outside of us as well. So you're working from the outside to the inside. Shiel El Il. You can repeat these words. Shiel El Il. Shiel El Il. Shiel El Il. And use your hand to draw the spiral from the outside to the middle. And when you get to the middle, just hover there. And as we stay in the mid point of that spiral, remember that it's working very deeply on an internal level with us. And it's going to be connecting us now to the visions that we see of ourselves, the visions that we would like ourselves to become. So I am guided to speak about the wholeness of us as a spiritual being, about us being fully whole, healed, and complete. That is where they're leading us now, that you hold yourself very strongly in this vision of being a being of the light. We are here on this planet to anchor consciousness now. We are needed by Gaia to anchor this consciousness. And as our beautiful planet is on her ascension process, she can only ascend to being a planet, a higher dimensional planet, if we are also ascending with her. So there needs to be a certain number of us who are holding this light and anchoring this beautiful light. And what we're doing now is allowing through this language of Lemurian unity to allow our Lemurian light to shine and our Lemurian souls to reawaken, to rebirth into this life, So remember that when we were in Lemuria, we worked with the whales. Many, many of us did. If you're attracted to the whales and you feel the call of them now, and if you feel the call of Lemuria, you probably worked with the whales like I did in Lemuria. So the whales recorded the births of all the Lemurian souls. We only had one lifetime in Lemuria. We incarnated only once then. And then when we incarnated, we were born in different parts of the world, all over the world. And that is so that our light could be held at those grid points on the earth. So we've woken up and awoken and brought light to many, many different parts of Gaia over the thousands of lives that we've had. And so now, when we're awakening our Lemurian soul, we're reawakening it now where we are to hold that very, very special light. So they're guiding us now to see ourselves as light beings, anchoring our Lemurian light. And even if you're not yet working in the light, that's fine. You don't have to be doing any specific work, holding the light and seeing yourselves as a light bearer is all we need to be doing. So they're encouraging us now to see ourselves fully whole, healed to complete, holding this beautiful Lemurian light right where you are on Gaia, feeding your light down into the crystalline grid of Gaia, knowing that just by being you, you are doing exactly what you came here to do. So if we can hold that vision of ourselves now, see yourself surrounded in a light that's coming down from your crown and washing all over your body. Just as I'm seeing you now, they're showing me like how we might picture an angel, a glowing being, and this is us. We are sacred beings doing sacred work just by standing exactly where we are and allowing ourselves to be filled with light. And this full expression of us now is emanating outwards and rippling out to those who need it. So it's very important that you know your worth as the whales know our worth. And they speak that if we only knew how much they loved us, and they loved every aspect of us, not just the parts of us that we accept and love of ourselves, but especially the parts that we haven't yet accepted or that we're not able to feel love for those parts of ourselves. They do. And they're saying, why not? Why not love all of yourself? So they're wrapping us up in a beautiful light right now. It's like we are wearing a shroud of light. So I do see it coming from the inside of us, but it is completely surrounding us, nearly like with shards of light coming off all around us. So as we stand in our powerful now, in our powerful light, we are so bright, and they are holding us so tightly. And I believe this soul group gathering now is that bright. They're lifting up the light now, so feel it lifting in stripes up your body. And when it reaches the outer edges of your body, feel it moving further away, but staying on you and in you and stretching out all around you. It's lifting so high around us. We're carrying so much light. They're just wiping it up, lifting it up, up, up. Reminding us that the Shiel El Il on our third eye is helping us to connect to a vision of ourselves as the powerful light being that we are on the planet today. So they're asking us to see it in our third eye, but to allow this language to evoke the feeling of you as a light bearer right now. So see it, see yourself, use that spiral to connect you into that vision. But now let's take a deep breath and allow this language to bring the feeling. Kila ranaia, mo koro sho ranaia, lakai si do sho. That is a very loving, warm embrace, like patting that light around us, keeping it snug all around us, like the perfect fit. So the light fits like a glove on each of us in a different way. Shiele lilo nai ke. Me sei kuru no no ma nai ir kurai de si yor. Kuru kuarai nei. Do sho. Everybody can take a deep breath and bring their awareness back to their third eye and gently, you might like to run your hand on your third eye in that spiral shape from the outside in, and when you get to the inside, just gently pressing on your third eye. That's bringing you back, starting to bring you back now. And you can have one hand on your crown as well. So we know that that's going to be bringing you back, bringing your soul back into your body, where we need to be. Because it's lovely to be out there in the realms, but they need us anchored here, bringing the energy through and being those strong light points on the grid today, because that's what's helping us and our planet move along its ascension path comfortably. We always need to be grounded here, bringing the light, holding the light on this beautiful Gaia. Thank you, Lorraine.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Latina. This was so beautiful. And I always know the energy that's present, as my cat must be like right on me at this moment. Isn't that funny? Our animals are all connected that way, and they're feeling it too.
Yeah. I love it.
I love that spiral and that whole feeling and bringing that in. And wow, so beautiful.
Thank you. Well, it was very evident to me. It always is. I work in trust. Nothing is premeditated. It's all unique for the groups that gather and the souls that gather. And what they've shown me was there was so much light held by the group here today. And that's so beautiful. Not just the group who are on the call, but anyone who finds this call and who listens in, we're all holding the light together in such a very, very special way. I wish I could draw what I saw, but
wow.
I just saw us as like bright white, like if you could imagine a burning bush, for instance. We were that, but we were human, but the light was white, not a flame of red or orange. It was just like this burning white light. And
wow.
So, yeah, they gave that to us, but reminded us that our jobs are here. So as much as we love to know the esoterics and we all want to be floating off in the other dimensions and with our star families, we need to be here. And just by standing and holding the light and saying yes to being a bearer of the light, just by saying yes, we're doing exactly what we came here to do, what we signed up for.
Just by saying yes. And as we look at the world right now, we can see how important that radiant light of love is. And that is why it is priceless. Your smile is priceless when you share it with the world. Right?
Yes.
And so, wow, share your light.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. And just allow that to you, just because you don't know who you're touching and you don't know who you've just made their day, whose day you've just made so much better. You really don't know what you could be saving somebody from, or just by sharing a smile and a kind word or even a thank you, pleases and thank yous. Gee, they go a long way in these days, don't they, when everyone is in quite still a lot of pain with the situation with the COVID. So everything we can do, anything we can do is enough. But just know that we are bearers of the light, and that's what we said yes to. So I feel guided to share, Lorraine, that, you know, especially for women, but men as well, but for women who are waking up now, who are awakening into their sacred gifts and talents, or who may have always felt that they were intuitive or had a healing gift or had a calling, but they could never quite access it. You're beginning your call, you're receiving the call from your Lemurian gift. You're receiving the call from your Lemurian soul. Now, women in Lemuria were the priestesses, were the goddesses, the teachers, the shaman, the star seers, the intuitives, the healers, the mothers, the teachers, the birthers. We were the holders of the spiritual consciousness of that place, of our tribe, of our families, of the civilization. The men looked to us for that, and they needed us to bring that for everybody's livelihood. We were imbalanced there. Now, we know that the problems that are happening in the world today and the crumbling of institutions that we see is because the masculine has been out of balance. So now, as the men are standing in their sacred masculine power and knowing that the women of their lives and the women of this world are beginning to not reclaim, but understand their divine feminine power and the power that is in softness and intuitive, the power that's inherent in that intuitive natured woman. Things are starting, the balance is starting to shift. So if you're a woman awakening now, you're hearing your Lemurian call. There is no doubt that that's what it is. If you're awakening into your gifts and talents today, they will be the same that you've had through many, 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 many lives. And so now we're just saying that there is a safe place now with the energies of Gaia supporting us how they haven't before, for us to awaken into those gifts and speak them in a new way, talk about them, voice them, work with them in a way that is safe. And we haven't done this before because sometimes it just hasn't ended well if we've spoken out about those things. But it's safe now to be aware, and it's safe now to speak of that awareness and to bring your gifts to light. And it's the Lemurian gifts that are awakening now.
Thank you. This deep knowing and what we know, and that's our true mastery as we can embody that great wisdom. I know that there's hesitancy for some to step forward because of past lives from Lemuria, out beyond Lemuria, actually, where we still played those roles and were taken out for it. So now this time of fully standing in that wisdom and that knowledge and trusting that knowingness, right? So many are like, wow, I do really feel Lemuria, feeling whether we were visiting there, like when we go and visit Hawaii, for example, and just remember the feelings of that and the gifts. It's so beautiful. So then to bring forward these gifts, again, that's what you do in personal sessions. You really help that get birthed within someone or rebirthed within someone. And now with our world, it's really important.
That's right. That's exactly right. So it is the Lemurian gift that we are rebirthing. So if you think of it this way, and absolutely it is important, and we can go back to Hawaii and feel the power of that land and know that sometimes there are places on the earth where the land, the power of the land and the power of Gaia is really felt strongly by us, and that's because the consciousness grid, the Gaia grid, holds that information. So we resonate really strongly when we go there. And this is the consciousness of Gaia that is now working with us in tandem like it hasn't really before. But beyond 2012, that's now what we're able to access and able to work with. So you could go to those places and you can feel it, have that wonderful experience, and you can also do it exactly where you are by bringing that Lemurian lifetime, the Lemurian soul aspect of you awake again now. And it is what we do in the soul remembrance sessions. And if you think of it this way, I, as well as many other women in my Lemurian incarnation, worked with the whales to call the whales around, to record the baby's births, to be there to sing in the waters so when the children were born into the birthing pools, they could feel the vibration of the whales. And we called them and they came. And we intuited, like I am now intuiting from the whales, we did then intuit from the whales when it was seasonal time for birthing. And that would go with when there was food, enough food. So we would intuit from the whales where to fish and when it was the right time, and then we would develop that knowing for ourselves. And then I come to this life and think, the whales now call us. They call me. They're calling many others to awaken. So as we call them to birth, record the birth, they're calling us now to rebirth those same Lemurian souls back to life today. So the Lemurian aspect is of the shaman, the woman who has wisdom, the healer, the teacher, the star seer. And when we stand with our gifts fully intact and we remember them, even if we think on a physical level we don't know what we did there, it's okay, we don't need to know. Just by saying yes to the feeling and the slight memory or the dream time memory of that gift, we are saying yes, and it will come back because it's inside us, Loren. This gift is inside us, and it's not something we have to learn and go to school to learn. It's a remembrance of that gift and an allowance of it to rise. So it is all there. Our gifts are fully intact, just allowing them to open up. And as I was just speaking then, I feel again a powerful activation, just even in the words that I'm speaking, of allowing the Lemurian soul to open and allowing the gift to bubble up through our cellular memory to a place where we can draw down upon it. And as we are drawing down upon that memory, we're not only awakening the Lemurian gift, we are awakening the aspects of ourselves that are very, very connected to our Pleiadian star mothers and our star families, because it's the Pleiadian aspects that we knew very, very strongly in Lemuria. We were taught by the star mothers in Lemuria. We knew our good, we knew our gift, we knew that inside us we had a piece of the Creator, that we had the creative source within us and we could create everything we needed. That's what we've forgotten. And by reawakening that remembrance, we're awakening the Pleiadian aspects as much as the Lemurian soul, because it is one and the same.
Mm-hmm. We're feeling that deep awakening within us and just allowing it. Again, you do these beautiful sessions to facilitate that.
Yes.
And you bring it forward. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so in the sessions, we do those in the singular sessions, the one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And often there is just as much that can be shared in a group, because as we've gathered together in a group today, it's actually really amazing that when we sit in Sacred Circle as a group, what comes through and the huge awakenings that happen, because it only takes one person to ask one question that seems to pull through the same need from the rest of the souls that gather. And so by one person speaking up in a group, we're able to bring through an answer that triggers an awakening for all of us, or triggers another space of awakening, because we're all at different levels, but because there's no competition, we're all in different spaces on our awakening journey. So wherever we are, we just boost each other up and we hold each other and help to move each other along by sharing our awakening stories. And so that's what we do in the sessions. We uncover that quite deeply, and often in a group there's even much more that can be accomplished, because we go deeper, I guess, with one-on-ones, but with a group we seem to rise more as a group. if that makes sense.
Absolutely. There is something very powerful about those group settings. Okay. All right. So I'd like to talk about that too. That's another option for our beautiful audience to take advantage of. It's an opportunity to join you in three of those sessions, right? Sessions. Mm-hmm. So
sorry, Lorraine, for interrupting. We call them the Lemurian Unity sessions. So they are actually, while I hold the Lemurian Sacred Sisterhood Circles, they're very much just for women. But the Lemurian Unity sessions are a way that we can bring in the sacred masculine as well and allow that space to be really comfortable for men and women together. So partners might like to come together, doesn't have to be, but it's there for everybody to come and join and share. And so in those circles, we will be guided on a meditation, and we will be gifted with the language and the light codes that come through that language, and they will teach a lesson. So the lesson will come from the whales. So I'll be in channel and bring that through. And there is so much that they have, but what they will do will be it will be a lesson for us about how we can. So when they talk about Lemuria, they talk about a time and a place where we knew our souls are intact, we knew our worth, and the lessons that they teach us are about how we know ourselves to be, how we can have compassion with ourselves, and how we can live to the best and most fullest soul expression here. And that's very much the point of view that the whales come from. It's all about that, because if we know who we truly are and we can stand in our power comfortably, then that is standing in our power as a master and holding the light of a master. And that's what's needed of us right now. And that's what the circles are for.
Absolutely. Beautiful. So what a beautiful space that you have created for that wisdom to come through, the lessons from the whales to come through, the gathering for beings to have that energetic support of the group. Again, it is amplified. The experience is amplified. And then when people share, it validates the experience for others, their own experience. This is all part of that remembrance of those gifts as they unfold. So thank you. Again, this offer is available on the special offer link on this webpage. So sign up for that and take advantage of these beautiful unity circles, Lemurian unity circles for men and women. There's three of them coming up in our beautiful month of November. So sign up for that and you will get the access to those sessions. And again, if you'd like to get a session, the Lemurian Soul Remembrance session, that's a separate item and it's available as well. Both of those are very deep. They're different. And the personal session, as you mentioned earlier, this is quite a gem of a session. It goes very deep. You spend a lot of hours in prepping for it. Is there anything else you wanted to add about those sessions?
Yes, I will just add that with three circles, they are three. So it's not one of three, there are three, and we'll do them three in a row. And what I would like to say is that depending on the amount of people who take up the offer, I would like to limit the number to each for probably 8 to 10 people. And then what I would do is then repeat that so that, you know, everyone gets to sit in a circle with me of about 8 to 10 people. So we will limit the number, but we'll repeat the amount of circles to accommodate those who would like. But do know that they are still very personal, and we still have a lot of one-on-one communication. There's nothing recorded. It's all live with me on Zoom, and then I will send the recorded link so you get to have that and replay that as many times as you wish. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with the soul remembrance. That is pre-recorded. It's live. Nothing is pre-recorded. And when you replay that personal mantra and the personal meditation and the personal healings that are coming through, they seem to just form a layering effect and go deeper and deeper and deeper every time you play them. So you'll have access to that on the Zoom recording, and then you can replay it as many times as you wish.
Beautiful. Again, it's an intimate circle, and those spaces really allow beautiful interaction and attention for everyone. So thank you.
That's my pleasure, Lorraine.
Okay, so to sign up for that, everyone, the special offer page is there, and you'll get registered right straight away for that, those three circles, Lemurian Unity Circles, and then also the personal session, Lemurian Soul Remembrance, with the Lemurian Sisterhood Sacred Circles. Okay, beautiful. Well, this is so wonderful. And I want to, as we wrap up our circle today, I'd like you to talk a little bit about the Lemurian Akash. This is something, again, you said it's that memory within us, and it's this reawakening, but it really is, if we could just imagine if the earth stood still, that's the Lemuria that's there. We can tap into that as if time stood still, right? We're going back through the time, and we're tapping into that wisdom.
Yeah, it's really a concept that we in our human bodies have quite some trouble getting our heads around, is that concept of time. And in the guidance I have received by our beloved Wales, they talk about a couple of different timelines. There's many thousands of timelines all active right now. But when we think about Lemuria, they have also spoken to me about Tara, when the Earth was a five-dimensional star called Tara. Now, both of these lifetimes, both of these times in Earth's existence are still in existence in another reality, in a parallel reality. So when we think back to, but it's just how we access that, and it's just what vibration we are at now that allows us to access it, or it doesn't. But Lemuria lives now in our hearts and in our minds, but it's really, for most people, like a concept. And it's like an ideal place where, you know, things were all beautiful and it was heaven on earth. And I think it was quite, you know, primitive. And the Lemuria that we speak of, that we're talking about, the Lemurian sisterhood and the women in their full shamanic wisdom, I believe was about 26,000 years ago. I think from my intuitions and the guidance I've received that Tara was around 70,000 years ago. I believe that the Pleiadians came to Earth about 50,000 years ago, and they began to seed humanity at places like Lemuria and 12 other points across the world over Gaia as well. We're very, very connected into our Lemurian life and our Lemurian Akash, because this was the first lifetime on Earth that we lived as a human being with the consciousness and the knowledge of the God inside, or the source inside. So we formed our first Akash, living there, being seeded by a Pleiadian star mother, having Pleiadian DNA. So our Akash holds every lifetime we've lived. And there are many that weren't good, as we know, and there were just as many that were wonderful. What we're drawing down from now is our Lemurian Akash. And when we're asking that to open, we are asking our Lemurian gift to be shown and given to us. So this is the Akash of Lemuria, the first life we had on Earth as a conscious human. So all we need to do is to ask for the benevolent, the life-giving, the light-giving, the information from our Akash that helps us to live strongly in our bodies. I'm feeling another wave coming through, Loren, if it's okay if I begin to allow that to come. They're talking about the Akash. This is for our health now, and not just for our intuitive health, but our mind, body, soul health, all integrated as one. If everyone can take a deep breath and picture, I'm seeing mind, body, soul as 3 points stacking up on each other from about my solar plexus, heart, and then going up over my head. So 3 points of our bodies or of our energy systems that need to be functioning really strongly together in order for us to be able to integrate that Akash and the benevolence of the Lemurian Akash. So they were just bringing points of light there to each of those 3 points that I just spoke about and joining them together, really, helping them to be integrated together. So everybody take another deep breath, because I feel that there is another loop, a loop going around these three energy centers to sort of tighten them up a little bit and to bring them in together so they're all in coherence with each other. Miranai Shishororukuraya. Take a deep breath. And if you can picture those 3 points of light anywhere outside of your body, in front of you, vertically kind of stacked up on top of each other, from about your solar plexus to just above your crown, just see them there joined. And now they're going to bring them back in a bit closer to us. Pull them in now, closer to your physical body. Shihlai so hushulai di so kai desi shukut urlanaya. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So this Lemurian Akash, we need to be operating at the highest level in our physical bodies that we can to be able to hold this light. And this is what they speak of now. So asking our Akash to give to us the information that we need to live at our peak physical condition, because they need us to be. And we need to be physically as strong as we can be, given our own bodily circumstances, to be able to walk and carry this light everywhere we go, because it does take effort. But once we know who we are and that we feel comfortable that we are doing everything we can walk with grace and ease and hold this beautiful light with ease. So do ask your Akash, what best supports me now? What foods do I need to incorporate? You will know very clearly what doesn't work with you as well. So do pay attention, because if you've said yes now and you've asked, the answers will be coming. So we just need to be open and aware of them.
You have asked. You have asked, so be open and be ready. Whether that's something that we can't even conceive, and it unfolds with the beautiful joy, it just comes from a natural evolution in that spiral from joy.
That's right. It is really a natural evolution, and it will come in very naturally to the point that maybe you won't recognize it as being something you should pay attention to, but it will not leave you because you've asked and you've said yes. So it will stay until you go, yes, that's it. I see it. I grab it. I bring it in, and really anchor that knowing. You might need to physically do something like write it down or do a little bit of a ceremony to welcome it into your existence, because it's been floating around you for so long, but now we're asking you to pull it in, pull in the awareness, and really bring it into your day-to-day life to be with you, to help you to have a better life.
Yes. Beautiful. Bring it in, everyone. Thank you for walking with this mastery. Oh, it's beautiful. And it's a journey of remembering. So happy remembering, everyone. And thank you, thank you, thank you, Latina Russell, for our quantum conversation today. When we allow the message from the whales to come through, anything you'd like to share about that?
I think that we're all being guided to listen to whoever is speaking to us from the higher source. And remember, too, it is not something outside of you. It's actually coming from within you. It's your own soul expression. We tend to think of it as outside our bodies and higher up and better than something from a higher being. I don't believe it's that at all. I believe that there is a connection. So I know, and many of us have a connection to the consciousness that is the collective consciousness of the whales. Everybody will receive the messages in a different way, and they will receive different kinds of messages. And it is the same with whatever higher self aspect you're tapping into and to what you're connected to. You might receive just information about love. You might receive information about Lemuria. You might be receiving information about the star systems. You could be receiving very, very important scientific information that's going to help our scientists and the quantum scientists to be able to validate what we know in our hearts to be true, because there are many millions who live in the world today that need that validation before they would even consider that this is right or that this is true or even, you know, possible. So however that comes in for you, it will come in for you. But always remember, it's not better than you or higher than you. It is within you, and it's an aspect of your soul that has been opened, that is calling you forth to allow the highest expression of your soul to be embodied in your body in this lifetime. So don't worry if the messages seem different to what other people are getting. That is what it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. We're very, very special in our brand of light work. Every single person has their own very special nuance and their own very special flavor to the light that they bring to the planet. So every expression that comes through you will be equally as special and different to the next person. So it's best not to compare, to share, but not compare.
That's a really good point, because, you know, some would tend to think, oh, it's got to be more like that, or if that's the way. But if we are guided to maybe work in different areas of cleanup or whatever, that's it. You're right. That's really a very good point. So no matter what form it takes, to just trust that inside and to know it so well. That's what we refer to as inner knowing. We know what we know what we know.
That's exactly right. And it's so special. And it is really important to remember that what you know is needed. And even just by you holding that within yourself and understanding and bringing it to light within yourself, that is enough. You don't have to do anything with it. And then if you're guided to do something with it, then fantastic. But it doesn't make you any less, or it doesn't mean that you hold less light or less importance if you're not doing something actively with it out there in the field. In the field, you actually are. You know what I mean? If you're not doing something actively with it in your workspace, that doesn't mean you're not doing something. And everything you're doing is important and needed and known about. That's the thing to remember. They see and they know us, and they love us for just being.
And with that, we are floating in a vibration of love, and we are slowly awakening the Lemurian gifts, the Lemurian wisdom, the Lemurian Akash. I know that everyone listening now and to the recording is asking for that access or that Lemurian Akash to be revealed. So thank you so much for this, Latina. You have done tremendous heart opening and activation for everyone today. And we thank the great wisdom of the whales as well.
Oh, Lorraine, it's been my pleasure. And that is like everyone has their place. And for me to be able to share the gift that I have, my Lemurian gift, is my greatest honor. And I just thank you for providing this space for everyone on the call today to have been here and allowed our souls to connect in the way that they have, because I really felt it. I really felt the soul connection of the group that gathers. And I was looking forward to that, but I really loved it. And I know that we've held the light really brightly and ignited it even brighter than what it was before we had this conversation. So thank you for providing the beautiful space for this to happen, Lorraine.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you for activating everyone. And thank you for everyone for joining us and receiving this message and radiating your light. Latina Russell, thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
Thanks, Lorraine. Have a beautiful day, everybody.
You have a beautiful day too, Latina. And everybody, thank you so much. Again, if you would like your Lemurian Soul Remembrance session, check that out on the special offer. Sign up for that. Get scheduled with Latina and begin your great awakening and remembrance journey. You can also join Latina for her 3 Lemurian Unity Circles for men and women. Very special opportunities that I'm so excited for you to take advantage of and work with this beautiful wisdom that Latina helps you tap into. Thank you, everyone. Now it is time to dance our way to the cosmic heart. Remember, never let them take your sense of humor, and always keep dancing in your heart. Quantum Conversation, and thank you for dancing with us to the Cosmic Heart. As we raise our own vibration, we raise the vibration of the planet. This show is dedicated to you and all awakening hearts, as we are here to shine our bright light and amplify our love. Access all Quantum Conversations, special offers from our guests, and online healing retreats by visiting acoustichealth.com. I'm Loren Gailey, and from my sacred heart to yours, I honor your magnificent love and light. We leave you now with music from the universe. Music literally created by the universe, as musical notes were assigned to mathematical equations. The result is this beautiful music, available at acoustichealth.com. Namaste. Thank you.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.